Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Mary. Long time no see. How are you? You look amazing.
Oh, hi, Sam. Thank you for the compliment. I feel fresh after my trip to Scotland.
Lucky you. I haven't gone anywhere yet this summer, though my parents have been looking through some travel brochures. I think they'll choose Greece, which isn't bad. I love Greece.
Greece is great. I was there a couple of years ago with my mum and dad. I wish we could go there again someday.
Well, coming back to your holiday, where exactly in Scotland were you?
I may have told you that my elder cousin lives on Mull. That's a Scottish island.
Oh yes, I think I saw a picture of Mull once. It looked sensational, blue and mountainous.
You've given a very good description of it. It has a local population of just 3,000 people, but during the summer months, it's a popular tourist destination.
Why do so many tourists go there?
I think it's because of the history of the place. In the 19th century, it was used as a transit camp for people moving to New Zealand. Perhaps Mull people imposed the culture of sheep farming there. And all across Mull, you will find old ruins. In fact, some of them as old as the 10th century.
Is your cousin into sheep farming, then?
Oh, no, she isn't. She has a small guest house and a bakery. It's not much in terms of money, but she loves the nature there. She and her husband are very happy there.
I bet you took a lot of photos while you were there.
Of course I did. You know how I love taking pictures wherever I go. Mull has beautiful island landscapes. The sunsets in Mull are unforgettable. There are also some mountains there, not tall, but beautiful. The best of them is Ben Mor, or maybe Hill of the Two Winds. My cousin says I should see them in early spring, when they are still topped with snow.
What can tourists do there, apart from looking at old sites?
Well, a lot of them go because Mull has many great fishing spots. Besides, it's a popular place for ecotourism because it's one of the few places with sea eagles.
It looks like I simply must go to Mull for my next summer holidays.
You may book a room in my cousin's guest house, Sam. It's very good.
That's a great idea, Mary. I'll do that. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hi, Mary. Long time no see. How are you? You look amazing.
Oh, hi, Sam. Thank you for the compliment. I feel fresh after my trip to Scotland.
Lucky you. I haven't gone anywhere yet this summer, though my parents have been looking through some travel brochures. I think they'll choose Greece, which isn't bad. I love Greece.
Greece is great. I was there a couple of years ago with my mum and dad. I wish we could go there again someday.
Well, coming back to your holiday, where exactly in Scotland were you?
I may have told you that my elder cousin lives on Mull. That's a Scottish island.
Oh yes, I think I saw a picture of Mull once. It looked sensational, blue and mountainous.
You've given a very good description of it. It has a local population of just 3,000 people, but during the summer months, it's a popular tourist destination.
Why do so many tourists go there?
I think it's because of the history of the place. In the 19th century, it was used as a transit camp for people moving to New Zealand. Perhaps Mull people imposed the culture of sheep farming there. And all across Mull, you will find old ruins. In fact, some of them as old as the 10th century.
Is your cousin into sheep farming, then?
Oh, no, she isn't. She has a small guest house and a bakery. It's not much in terms of money, but she loves the nature there. She and her husband are very happy there.
I bet you took a lot of photos while you were there.
Of course I did. You know how I love taking pictures wherever I go. Mull has beautiful island landscapes. The sunsets in Mull are unforgettable. There are also some mountains there. Not tall, but beautiful. The best of them is Ben Mor, or maybe Hill of the Two Winds. My cousin says I should see them in early spring, when they are still topped with snow.
What can tourists do there, apart from looking at old sites?
Well, a lot of them go because Mull has many great fishing spots. Besides, it's a popular place for ecotourism because it's one of the few places with sea eagles.
It looks like I simply must go to Mull for my next summer holidays.
You may book a room in my cousin's guest house, Sam. It's very good.
That's a great idea, Mary. I'll do that. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.